You're listening to episode 22 of the Parent Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the great folks at d6family.com.
Boom shakalaka!
I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world now.
You're listening to the Parent Ministry Podcast. Here's your host, Jeremy Lee.
This is the podcast that will help you build an excellent parent ministry in your church. And I do want to thank our sponsors, d6family.com. These are the folks at Randall House Publishing that put on one of the best family ministry conferences out there, for sure. But they also have some amazing curriculum. Please go, and you have my full permission, while you're listening to the podcast, if you're in front of a computer, pull up your browser, check out d6family.com. But I've got another thing for you to check out, too. So I guess you'll have to get out a post-it and start making a list or something. But this is a big deal. When I was setting up the sponsorship with D6, I said, hey guys, if really I'm going to connect you to my listeners like I want to, we've got to give them some great stuff, not just easy stuff, but like good stuff. I need to give them the meat of what you guys are all about. And so we pitched around some ideas, but then I said, you know, hey, what if you guys and I worked with you, and we pulled together the 10 talks from your conference that kind of sum up everything about you. You know, that would be crazy valuable. In fact, I started thinking about it. I would have paid $100 for that, just to have the best talks from D6. And I said, you know, that's what I think. I think if we can give them $100 value, and we just give it to them for free, I think you'll start to earn the right to connect with my listeners, which you guys are awesome, and I want you to know about D6, because D6 is awesome. So we put together this site, and it's so you can go to this, too, as well, parentministry.net/D6. It's that simple, parentministry.net/D6. So if you go there, put your email in, obviously you're going to get into their loop. They're going to tell you about their conference. But you're going to get 10 free talks, some of their best talks over the past 7 years or so. There's all kinds of names in there that you'll recognize. Tim Kimmel, now I'm blanking as I'm going through it. But just let me tell you, good good stuff. You're going to love it. And so Parent Ministry, yes, and those of you who are laughing at me right now, I did just have a brain fart, and that's just how it rolls. So let's just keep moving. But parentministry.net/D6, please go check it out. And at the very least, if for you signing up for that list, that tells D6 that their support of this podcast was totally worth it. So I'm asking you, please go check it out. And then also, I just want to say to you this, if you haven't figured out what conference you're going to go to this year, just go ahead and choose D6. And one of the biggest reasons why is because I'm going to plan a party for D6. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be doing some interviews with all the main stage speakers, and that's going to be really awesome. And so a lot of those interviews are going to be used on the podcast. It's just going to be really cool. But at night, I'm going to be hanging out with you guys. I'm going to plan a party. I'm going to plan a parent ministry party, parentministry.net party, and it's going to be awesome. But I need to know who's coming. So email me, info, and this isn't some marketing gimmick or anything. I'm seriously wanting to know who of my listeners are coming to D6. So if that's your conference, you're going to go in Louisville, by the way, not Dallas. I won't be in Dallas, but I'll be in Louisville. If you're coming to Louisville for D6, email me, info@parentministry.net. Now, it's back to school time. And, you know, back to school for me has been insane. And I know it has to be that way for you. For the ministry world, for the age-graded ministry world, back to school is the busiest time of year. And it's followed by summer, or it has just followed summer, which is an incredibly busy time. So, August is one of the times where you get very weary and very tired. I'm in that mode right now. I'm serving at the PTO at my kid's school. That has worn me slap out. My older son is in third grade. My younger son is in first grade. And you know, my boys love to play sports. And recently my older son asked to play football, which is different for me because, my the other sports they played in the past, like soccer and basketball and baseball. These are all great sports, but I never played those sports or in organized sports. You know, for me, there was very little connection to the sports. I could just really focus on my kid, and it was fun. For my wife, she played those sports, and so in, you know, she played baseball or softball in college. She played basketball in high school, so she was a lot more emotionally invested. And I remember thinking she needs to just chill out a little bit. and boy, have I learned a lesson over the past week, because on Saturday we were at my son's first football game, and I was a slobbering, blubbering idiot on the sidelines. I was screaming. I was intense. I was emotional. I was frustrated. I was yelling. I was yelling at the coaches, the referees, and my son. Seriously, like a lot of you, sometimes when you run into me, you call me the parent ministry guy, and there's an assumption there that I would be a good parent, and I think I totally ruined all those assumptions on Saturday. I was crazy. I was crazy up in there. So I have a question, because, you know, as I reflected on it, I think, you know, it is definitely, for sure, I'm so intense because I feel like I know what my son is feeling. I feel like I've experienced this before, so I feel this connection to it. I also feel like I can help him. If he would just listen to this one tip, he would go sack the quarterback and he would be awesome. And so this is what I need. I need some folks who can give me some tips on how to calm the heck down as a parent on the sidelines when your kid is playing the sport that you've played. So email me and help me. info@parentministry.net. What do you got? Because this is a place where I could use you. I could use your help big time. So I need some advice. I need some tips. I need somebody to help me calm down. So info@parentministry.net. I would appreciate that. Hey, today though, speaking of calming down, a lot of you have to be at this place where you're planning your parenting events. There's, you know, at some point during the year, I hope you're doing something for the parents in your ministry that's event-based. A lot of you that are members of parentministry.net, you're probably using my event kits to do the Hold the Rope event this time of year. This would be the time to do that. If you're a member of parentministry.net and you don't know about that, go check out the event kits. Look at Hold the Rope event, and it's the one that sets up all the rites of passage experience and such. But no matter what event that you're planning, there's a lot of great tips on how to plan a perfect event. So I'm talking today to Brian Houseman, who is one of the leading parent seminar speakers out there. By the way, check him out at 360family.org and book him, because he's awesome. He actually appears in the parentministry.net videos. So he's really, really good. We'll link to all his stuff in the show notes. You'll enjoy Brian. But the thing I wanted Brian to bring to you is the perspective. He goes from church to church to church to church to church, literally every weekend, doing all these conferences. And so the man has had to learn something about how to organize, prepare, and plan a parent event based on all that experience. And he brings that to the table in this interview. I really think you're going to love this guy, and I think you're going to be glad you stayed today and listened. After the interview, I'm going to update you on Parent Ministry University. I've got some really cool stuff to share with you about that. So I will see you after the interview. Enjoy Mr. Brian Houseman.
The million-dollar question that so many ministers struggle with is, how do I minister to parents? Subscribing to parentministry.net is like hiring your very own parent ministry intern to help you get started. You'll be able to offer the rites of passage experience, online parenting classes, live events, and tons of great resources to the parents you serve. You don't have to do this alone. We've got your back. You can subscribe today at parentministry.net.
All right, we're back with our guest this week, great friend of mine. I love it when our guests are friends, and that's what today is. This gentleman has been serving in full-time ministry since 1993. He's spoken at over 200 conferences in countless churches. He's done D-Nals, all kinds of youth ministry, his youth ministry background. He's been in several international locations. This guy's legit. My favorite, one of my favorite things he does is he writes great books. If you've never written or read any of his books, you can check out Engaging Your Teen's World or Raising Responsible Teens in a Digital World. And the book we're going to be talking about today is Tech Savvy Parenting. He's also a parenting expert for Fox News in Memphis, Tennessee. He's married to his wife, Mona, for 20 years, my goodness. And Bailey and Ashlyn are his kids. This gentleman, like I said, it's been a little over a year, pushing on 2 years, he and I have struck a great friendship because we have a very similar passion, and that is helping parents of teenagers and helping the ministers who minister to those parents. In fact, if you look at the parentministry.net videos, it's this gentleman that are in most of the videos for the rites of passage in our youth side, because we've struck a partnership and we are great friends. I love to support what he does, and he has always been a great supporter of mine. He is in studio today, which is not normal for me. It's kind of weird to have somebody in front of me when I'm interviewing him, and I'm very excited about that. Please have a virtual applause all around the internet for my great friend, Mr. Brian Houseman. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. It's so great to be here in the studio with you and to sit face-to-face chatting with you for a while.
I know. That was very good. Thank you, Jeremy. Very good to be in the studio with you. It is. It's kind of awkward when you have microphones in front of. We can't, you know, tell our inside jokes and all that. We got to actually, pretend other people are here with us.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm actually, it's kind of funny doing this, because I get to do these actually for, you know, TV studios and radio studios. And it's always funny sitting here with headphones on and microphone in front of you and talking.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, all right. So, you know that I've already told you that the point of this podcast is that somebody listening to it can improve their parent ministry this week with what we talk about. So I like to start out with a bit of internet wisdom. And, you know, everybody knows that the place to get internet wisdom is Twitter. So,
it's certainly a wealth of truth.
And I love to tweet, but sometimes I don't know what to tweet. And and my listeners are in that situation too. So we want you to give us a tweet that we can have permission to steal. We can tweet out to whoever is listening to our Twitter accounts, and we can sound really smart. We want you to give us a tweet we can steal. So do you have that for us?
Sure, man. I got a tweet for you right here. How about, when we parent on purpose, we are setting our children up for spiritual and relational success.
Whoa. And you made sure that was 140 characters.
It is.
Okay, lay it out one more time so we can write it down.
It'll fit. When we parent on purpose, we are setting our children up for spiritual and relational success.
Mm, I like that.
How about that?
I like it a lot. Thank you. Yeah. Very good.
I got another idea for you. Because you like Twitter. You're always tweeting out things, right?
I love to tweet.
So I got another Twitter idea. And here's going to be like the next book I'll make. And it'll be like a cheap gift book. But, you know, you go into Barnes & Noble right there by the register. They always have those weird books.
Yeah.
That are like, oh, I think I'll try that. So I want to do a book called hashtag love my teen. I would love to see parents start putting stuff on Twitter, not about what they ate for lunch that day or give me a picture of what jeans they're wearing to work, but say something fun or funny or inspiring about your teenager, and then just put hashtag love my teen.
Oh gosh.
Would that be
good
fun?
Stuff.
Just to go on Twitter and pull up hashtag love my teen and see all kind of great things that parents are saying about teenagers. I mean, I would feel inspired, because then I'm like, wow, man, other parents are, you know, loving their kid. Like, I'm trying to love my kids too.
That's perfect. And the book, we need to talk more about that.
Here's a legal word. You are not allowed to steal this idea if you're listening right now.
Hold on. That one you can't steal, because that was good. And somehow we're going to figure that out. We'll have a business discussion after this podcast, because that was good. See, this is the kind of stuff that happens when we get together. We start. There's about 16 different books written every time we hang out. Okay, so speaking of books, let's go to the next question. If our listeners were going to read a book this week or get a resource, something to help their ministry, especially involving parents, and I know they should get your books and that would be helpful, but what's something that maybe you've been chewing on lately, a resource or a book that you've seen that you would love to suggest to our listeners?
Oh, man. There's... probably my all-time, I'm a big reader. My wife and I both read a lot of books. And honestly, I try to, if you're a Christian leader out there, you're probably going to throw rocks at me. But I got to a place where I was really burnt out on Christian leadership books. And so I've tried to stay away from them for a while now. But probably my all-time, one of my top five favorite books is called The Emotionally Healthy Church. And I've recommended it to countless parents, pastors, leaders out there. And it's probably the most convicting book for me as a parent and as a leader that I've ever read. Because he goes through, his name is Peter Scazzaro, is the author's name, The Emotionally Healthy Church. And there's another one he's written called The Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. And I wish he had a different name for it because it sounds very mamby-pamby, touchy-feely. But he gets into just six principles of what it means to be an emotionally healthy Christ follower that are... It was transformational. And I know we throw those words around very generally. I mean, gently. I mean, not generally. What's the word?
Easily.
There you go. We throw those words around easily today. And but it was very transforming in my life. And I remember when we read it, my wife and I were both sitting there in bed reading this book. And I would go, okay, listen to this guy. Listen to what he's saying. I was like, what is he talking about here? And she'd go, I don't know. I've never heard of anything like this. And so maybe I've piqued your interest enough that you'll go check it out. I know I've given away countless copies enough that Peter Scazzaro probably owes me some royalties, you know. But yeah.
Good stuff. Good one. So what is a parent ministry fail? Because, you know, you are an author and a speaker. You travel around doing parenting seminars. By the way, guys, if you call me to do a parent seminar, I'm probably going to say, I can't do it, but I have this great friend. And the next name I'm going to say is Brian Houseman, because I think he's one of the best out there. He does an incredible job. Every time I've referred him to a church, they always love him. So I will put a link in the show notes. 360family.org is where you can find him. There you go. There's your plug. You owe me some royalties for that.
There's the money sound effect right there.
But prior to that, you had a youth ministry background, many years in the church serving families with teenagers. What's a parent ministry fail that you might could share with us that we could learn from? Because learning from mistakes is the key to wisdom. So what can we learn?
Well, I was a staff pastor for 13 years. I say staff pastor because I still consider myself a pastor. Like we don't, you know, those of you guys that are listening out there, that if you're on a church staff, don't think that if God directs you to a different place, that means you ever stop being a pastor, because it's part of the calling of your life. You'll always be who you are. But I was a staff pastor for 13 years. And unfortunately, I look back on it with much regret. And because my biggest fail... My biggest regret as I look back as a youth pastor is that I spent 100% of my budget, 100% of my time with teenagers. Because I thought as a youth pastor, obviously my job is to disciple teenagers. And what I've learned now over the last 10 years plus is that my job should have been to disciple mom and dad so they can disciple their teenagers. And I just wonder, Jeremy, you know, I can only look back and wonder what might have been different if I had taken just 15, 20% of my budget, my time, my energy, my resources, and put them into mom and dad instead. You know, what some families may be like differently today had I done that. And so, unfortunately, that's my biggest regret. You know, back and see that I did not invest in generations to come. Just instead, it was the immediacy of the moment, what was in front of me.
Yeah, man, it's the way we were trained back then, you know, and it's also a lot of, and those who've listened to the podcast, you've heard me say this, there's just a lot of influence from those above us to make sure the teenagers are happy so that, you know, everything else is flowing in the organization of the church. But I think that's not completely true. And the line that I use is to invite parents to share the stage with the teenagers in your ministry so that teenagers aren't the only ones on the stage. That's good.
You know, I had a friend of mine just 2 days ago who's on a church staff, and he was saying that, you know, how he feels so much pressure to have a certain amount of kids there at every event, that he feels pressure to have even the families in his church at a certain place of health, you know, in their own lives. And And I was just able to say to him, hey, you know what? When you stand before the Lord, he is never going to ask you to be account. He's never going to hold you accountable for other people's families. He's not going to hold you accountable for how someone else parented their kids. He's only going to ask you about your own. And, you know, which to me is my second biggest regret. Yeah. I know you asked me for one, but my second biggest regret is I had really poor margins in my life as a young pastor because I was convinced that God needed me for his kingdom.
Yeah.
And so I was willing to give all of my energy and all of my time to ministry and forsaking even the health of my own family. You know, my own body.
Okay, well, easy killer, because this podcast is getting depressing really fast. let's move to a parent ministry win.
We need a commercial break yet.
What's something great? What's something great either you did in your ministry that you could say, hey, this is one place where I'd say you might, you know, this could be a win for you if you did this? Or what's something you've seen other ministers while you're on the road do that are just a huge win in parent ministry world that we all could learn from and repeat?
Yeah, I tell you what, one of the easiest, to me, this is such an easy thing that anyone can do. You don't have to bring me into your church to do this. But when I go to churches and speak, a lot of times it's a, you know, like a weekend training event, and then I'll preach on a Sunday morning. And you know, usually on Sunday morning, it's something about leaving a spiritual legacy with your life, with your home, that kind of thing. And a lot of times I'll have all the teenagers and their parents come down front, and we'll do a blessing time at the end of the service instead of a normal response time. And I cannot tell you, Jeremy, how many times I've had parents walk up after we dismiss just in tears, because it's not just, I don't just have the parents lay their hands on their teenagers and pray, but then we'll turn the tables and I'll have all the parents bow their heads, ask the teenagers to look at me, and I'll just say, now listen, guys, this may be uncomfortable for you, but I'm going to ask you to do something in the next 3 to 4 minutes that God is going to be so honored if you'll go with me on this. And that your mom and dad aren't just your mom and dad, but they are also your brother and sister in Christ. You know, that they're the only ones in your life to get to play a dual role of an authority figure and your brother and sister in Christ. And so your dad understands all those same pressures that you feel as a boy. You know, all those same temptations you feel as a young girl, your mom feels those too. And so right now I want you to lay your hand on your brother and sister in Christ, who happens to be your mom and dad. And that's really, Jeremy, that's, I'm telling you, a youth pastor, children's pastor, that's something you can do at your next parenting event. And it's not just transformational for the teenagers. Really, the person that's impacted the most is mom and dad, because parents come up and they'll just say, I've had countless moms and dads come up and say, wow, in 16 years, I've never heard my child pray out loud for me before. Mm. You know, and you could just, I'm thinking, wow, man, this is an easy win mm-hmm. for this church and for this family right now to have this moment. And it cost us 3 minutes, you know, in a church service to do that.
One of the ways I define parent ministry is when a minister serves as a spiritual matchmaker for a parent and their student.
Yep.
And that is it. What you just described is perfectly it. And I really want to be actionable and helpful, and so let's talk about this, because I think you have a perspective that I know I've seen, and I want to see if you can agree. You can also completely disagree based on your experience.
Yeah, I disagree with you a lot, Jim.
I know. and this was actually, I first heard this from Dr. Richard Ross.
I'm definitely going to disagree then. He's quiet.
He's kidding, Richard, Dr. Ross. He'll come and find you.
No, Richard's actually writing the foreword to my next book. Okay. He's a great friend.
And you call him Richard, so therefore he has to be.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Ross.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm telling you. Anyway, but he is the one who, I tried to book him for a Saturday parenting event when I was a youth minister, and he said, I don't do events on Saturdays for parents. And I was like, well, dang, you diva. And he said, no, really, this is a favor to you, he said, because when I do parenting events on Saturdays, they're poorly attended because mm-hmm. of all the competitive events out there. He goes, I would suggest that you do it on a Sunday, either, you know, after the service or in the evening. He goes, families just seem to have a little bit more of a hole in their schedule during that time where they can and are willing to attend. Do you think that that's true? Do you find that to be true in your experience? And if it's not, no problem. I think it's a helpful thing, because a lot of the ministers I talk to are trying to figure out where and how to schedule their parenting events.
Yeah, you know, I was just talking with a friend of mine this morning who's got Jim Burns, you know, coming to his church next week to do his parent conference. Anyway, here's Jim. He's been in ministry doing student ministry, family ministry for what, 30, 40 years?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a pillar, you know?
Love,
he's doing
love
it when
him.
You and I were in diapers, I think.
Yeah.
And I just asked him how things are going. He said, man, we were just having a tough time, you know, getting parents to get signed up for this. And so I understand that. You know, for me, I'd created a conference called the Parent Summit Conference. We've had 101 churches host me in over the last 10 years. And I would say 90% of those have been on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm not looking at, to me, a win for a parent training event is not 200 parents there.
Mm-hmm.
To me, if you're a church of 600 people and you can get 30, 40 parents to show up on a Saturday, you know, for 4 to 5 hours and spend some time talking and decompressing, unpackaging life together, man, that's a win right there.
Yeah.
So I think part of it is having to redefine what we mean by getting parents there. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by a win. Because again, going back to, you mentioned it earlier, how we were trained early yeah. on in ministry, that we were trained, a lot of us back in the 80s, and we're products of church from the 70s and 80s, where every event seemed like it had to be a big event. Mm-hmm. Let's bring in a big band and a big name and throw big dollars at it. And to me, I'm thinking, if I can get 20 to 40 parents to show up and just honestly talk about life together, what it means to be a parent, then how is that not a win? And so, you know, if you're a pastor out there and you're trying to put together an event, I wouldn't say lower your expectations, but just change your expectations.
Yeah.
That you don't have to have 80% turnout of all the parents in your church or community for it to be a successful event. Now, obviously, I agree with Dr. Ross when it comes to that Sunday is much easier because they've already set aside Sunday as a day of worship. And so I do a lot of those type events as well. But I love weekend events where even a Friday night or I do a lot of family retreats, you know, where churches yeah. will bring me in and do a Friday night and all day Saturday. And you know this as a youth pastor out there that, you know, we live for those moments where you get to take teenagers away for a weekend with no iPods and no cell phones and video games because you know the life transformation that can happen from getting a kid away for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think the same thing happens when you get whole families away, where you get to, you know, talk about life and talk about God's design for family and then say, okay, now I want your family to go on a 15-minute hike together and answer these two questions.
Yeah.
You know, and but you don't get to do that just yep. if you do everything just on a Sunday. So I would say you got to mix it in your calendar. And then two, don't be afraid to try things. Even if they fail, be willing to try something and fail miserably instead of just remaining status quo and doing nothing.
I love that. And, you know, Dr. Kevin Lehman, I don't know if you've ever heard of how he lays out his weekends, but one of the things he'll do is he will ask to come in on a weekday, like a Friday, a Thursday or a Friday, mm-hmm. and he'll want you to set up an event for just moms, to offer childcare.
Wow. Yeah.
And he would want to speak to just moms of kids and spend some time with them and then come in on a Saturday with another strategic group, maybe volunteers or parents or something like that, and then blow it out on Sunday. Have him speak in the Sunday morning service and wow. then have a follow-up. Because that's one of the benefits of yeah. Sunday. If you bring in somebody, let them kind of, you know, come in and, you know, have a great, you know. Because one of the things, Brian, that you got to admit, an advantage of bringing in a guy like you is they've never heard you before.
Right.
So you can bring in your best stuff,
exactly.
man.
Exactly.
And it's yeah. easier for you to grab attention. You're a unique face, unique voice. You have your message. And so to do that on Sunday morning, get everybody all fired up, they come back on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night, there's a lot better opportunity to get yeah. people excited. So there's a lot of different creative ways to schedule a weekend, I think is ultimately what I'm saying. So you might consider that whole, you know, bring them in on, utilize Friday during the day when kids are in school, or offer childcare and really focus in on the moms, you know,
right,
and then
right.
on Saturday get real strategic. And maybe so that way you lay out the weekend, Saturday's a part of it, but it's not all eggs in that basket.
Absolutely.
So if yeah. three people show up, you're not over there going, oh my goodness, we spent all this money to have the speaker
yep.
come in. Whoa. And, you know,
yep, yep.
the fear of a lot of
right,
ministers.
Right.
Another thing I would say to alleviate that fear is record it. Get,
yeah.
I mean, you know, if a minister approached you at an event, said, I'd like to record this and show it to my parents at my church, you're probably not going to say no. I mean,
I get asked all the time, can I record this or can we video this? And my answer is always absolutely. I mean, my thing is, as long as you're not trying to make money off of the materials that I put together, then use it however you need to in your ministry. I really don't care. That's what I say too.
Because when people ask.
I'm not here funding our retirement off of this. You guys may think that me and Jeremy or Jeremy's some big wig, but we're just regular guys, man. And use us however you want to. I guess another encouragement I would give to you guys out there that are men and women that are trying to do family ministry and parent ministry is, we're always fighting for budget dollars. We're fighting for time with families and in the calendar. And so one big thing is to, instead of trying to recreate or start a whole new ministry, is just take what you already do and make a parenting component as a part of it.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
For instance, I've got a really good friend of mine, Jason Pyram. He's the next gen pastor at Bellevue Baptist in Memphis. And what they do is, like, for their summer camp, they'll take 500-600 high schoolers to camp in the summer. And instead of, mom and dad, they're going to be back home. And I know what it's like now that I got two high schoolers of my own that I send to our church camp, that I'm at home just dying to know what's happening. Because I'm a former youth pastor, so I know what goes on at church camp. But I want to know, what's God doing in my kid this week? Because you know what's going to happen is they're going to show up on Friday afternoon at the church. I'm going to say, how was camp? And they're going to go, oh, it's good. I'll tell you about it later. I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So what Jason started doing is they just set up a Ustream account at Ustream.com. And they just set up a camera and they live stream all their camp worship and their teaching, so parents can log on and watch what's happening at camp. Mm-hmm. So vicariously, it's like they're a part of it. And they do the same thing now with all their parent events, parent training. They bring me in, they record it all. So again, they're not having to recreate everything. They just make them a part of it. They do the same thing. They're D-Nows. They invite parents to come and sit in the back and be a part of D-Now. And so again, they get to experience what their kids are experiencing without creating a whole nother event just for mom and dad.
Yeah, I've spoken at that camp. In fact, I'm speaking at it this summer, and you're right. And the parents will find my website linked off of their site, find my email, and I will be getting emails during the week of camp from parents, written prayers for me.
Wow.
And they have they bring a volunteer. I think they have interns because they're in a different situation, but you could bring a volunteer that is a techie type person. And if you have any kind of internet signal at your camp, you have the opportunity to let that person be completely focused on the parents back home.
Absolutely.
To develop a strategy on how to include them in that process is genius. Not only does it build a sense of trust with parents because they can watch in, and so they are not as nervous about giving you their kid for a week.
Right, right.
But secondly, they can be included in the moments. And they would actually have somebody with a microphone and almost like newscaster style at the beginning of the service, before the kids walk in, they would say, hey, parents, we're about to start session 3. In fact, here's the kids coming in behind me. And then they would bring in the kids.
Wow.
I mean, they set it up really perfectly. I mean, and I think if you got creative, and I love what you're saying, parent ministry doesn't have to replace anything. It just needs to share the stage.
Yeah.
And people say to me, well, what do I need to do to start parent ministry? Well, just keep doing ministry. Just include parents in what you're doing.
Yeah.
In your weekly programming.
Absolutely.
What can a parent be a part of in your weekly programming? What story could you tell of theirs? What testimony could they share? Mm-hmm. I have one, and I think I've said this before on the podcast, but I'll say it again. I have one buddy who will, before a worship song comes on, he'll interview the parents on why this was their favorite worship song. And they'll play the video and then they'll sing the song. So the parent got to be a part of that process. But what if we talk all the time about parents blessing their students.
Yeah.
What if you intentionally put a rhythm of parents blessing their students in your weekly programming?
Yep.
And students blessing their parents. What if those moments were a part of your Disciple Now or Retreat Weekend?
Right. It cost you nothing.
It cost you nothing except a little time.
Effort. You didn't have to add anything to your budget. You didn't have to hire another staff member. You just took what you were already doing. I hear so many guys, Jeremy, that say things like, "Well, I don't know how to turn the Titanic." Mm-hmm. You know, meaning, how do I, I'm at this traditional church where we've been doing the same thing for generation after generation, and I don't know how to change things. And I'm saying, whoever said you had to turn the Titanic? We're talking changing 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah.
By just saying, I want to invite you as mom and dad to come be a part of what we're already doing.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, we've gone. We're almost done, and I haven't even got to tell you about the. This is the best stuff.
We'll come back and we can do another podcast.
Well, here's the deal. I want to make sure we talk about this. You are bringing out Tech Savvy Parenting, and you've actually self-published this book. But fingers crossed, it's going to come out in another form, in book form very soon. And I love this book. I've read this book. And you know, this book has brought a lot of opportunities for you to talk about helping parents with tech stuff, and you've done this, and this is not just your ordinary book in the way you've laid it out. Mm-hmm. So tell folks about the book and tell, you know, ministers, I know it's targeted to parents of teenagers, but I would say parents of older children would love this book as well.
Oh, absolutely. I would say my kids have read it, but you know, again, they're my own children. They like reading what dad writes, but yeah, I've had a number of parents say that they've actually had their teenagers read certain chapters of the book because they're concise. They're very nugget based, you know, just, hey, here's 5 or 6, you know, quick tips about Instagram or, you know, Tumblr or that kind of thing. But it really is the only book of its kind out there on the market where it is a full color book where every page is full of graphics and infographics and resources and tips of dealing with everything from sexting and texting and internet boundaries, social media restrictions and video game violence and you name it, all those things that we struggle with as parents. Trying to wrap our mind around when it comes to technology is covered in this book. And then there's even the last chapter. I walk you as a parent, as a pastor, through how do you create a theology of technology for your family? Mm. Basically saying is, how do we take biblical principles and apply them to the way that we use technology in our families? That technology is not evil. You know, it's amazing that God gave us the minds that we have, that we can think creatively to create things and make up things like technology to make life fun and entertaining and communication expedient. So technology is not evil, but it's what we do with it that can become unhealthy. So that's really at the heart of Tech Savvy Parenting, is saying, how do we take these things and use them in a whole and a holy way?
Yeah, and here's something that a great resource, please pick it up. But here's an actionable point that comes from this book, because Brian wrote this book in such a way that it gives parents words. And I just want to sit there for a second, because one of the best things we can do as ministers is we can give parents words. Mm. So many parents get stuck. They have it in their head and their hearts that they want to do something, but they don't have the words to say. They don't know what to say. So one of the things is, people who equip parents is, we can give them words to say.
Yeah.
They got the passion. They got the love for their kid.
Yeah.
We can just give them some words. And I think that's transferable to so many places in your ministry, but in the technology world especially, because parents a lot of times are intimidated by it. Mm-hmm. But you, in this book, give parents words that they can begin to communicate to teenagers. Mm-hmm. And that's a parent ministry tool right there that they can have.
Yeah, I think it is possible. It should be that we as parents should be willing to embrace technology as a healthy way to communicate with our kids, because it is going to be part of their life for better or worse, whether you like it or not. As a parent, it is going to be the way that they communicate with one another is through technology. Mm. And so we have got to get on board with that as a parent and say, hey, if this is how you spend time, this is how you live in community with people, which is used to, when we were teenagers, you lived in community by going playing in the ditch in your backyard, meeting up with your buddies or hanging out at the 7-Eleven, you know, but today they're going to hang out on Tumblr. Yeah. Right. And so we as parents, we've got to be willing to be a part of that community in a way that doesn't seem invasive or awkward, but just to say, hey, if this is where you live, then I want to live there with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to invade your privacy, and I don't want to be all up in your business, but you and I want to have a healthy relationship. So wherever you are, I'm going to be there vicariously too.
Yeah. So here's an exercise, if you're a minister listening to this, to kind of bring this part of the interview to a way to be helpful to you. Jot down 10 encouraging texts that a parent could send their teenager or child. Mm-hmm. They can embrace texting and technology, and you would be giving them words that they can share. And then just put it in an email and say, hey, I wanted to write these down for you so you don't even have to think about it. And maybe you can make them fill in the blank texts. Like, yeah. When I think about you, son or daughter, this thought comes to my mind, blank. And just set parents up so that they can put their own heart into it. They don't have to think about it. And they can send it. They can send it, and it'd be genuinely from them. But you set up the experience. You know, it would take 10 minutes to sit down and jot down 10 fill in the blank text, and then shoot out an email. You don't even know how much impact you can make as a minister, encouraging parents to do that. And then it carries on. And then who's the winner? This is why parent ministry is such a big deal. Who's the winner in that? The kid,
right?
The teenager. They're the winner.
Yeah,
because they get the heart of their parent poured into their heart. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. That's parent ministry.
Well, what I love, I mean, I agree with you. The teenager's the winner, but I love it. My heart is for the parent. You know, I love it when, you know, I'm speaking someplace and a parent comes up and says, hey, you know, when you shared that story, I'm going to go do that this week. You know, and you're like, yeah, you go do that.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, you know, Pastor, I'm sure you'd agree with us that, you know, you get up and you preach and you pour your heart out and you're thinking, man, is this bouncing off the wall? Is anybody even really listening to this? And so it's so fun when you hear a parent that does it. Or, you know, so for you as a pastor to create some quick fill in the blank and send to a parent and ask them to give you feedback. Hey, tell me when you said this to your teenager, what was the look in their eye? You know, and then you know that parent, they had a win as well.
That's amazing. Okay, well, thanks for being here, dude. I wish we had
Absolutely.
All day,
but
you've got some important stuff to get to, and it's gonna be a good day for you, my friend.
Thanks,
and it's already been a great day for me because you took some time with us. Okay, we're about to go to break. After the break, I've got some really fun stuff for you, so please don't leave. I have actually some goodies to give you, so please come back, and thank you, and we'll be back in just a second.
Are you looking for the right conference to attend this year? The D6 Conference is a family ministry conference designed for your entire ministry team. Come hear from 30-plus speakers, network with other trending churches, and develop your own family ministry strategy. Come see why D6 is different. We're excited to announce an exclusive gift for Parent Ministry podcast listeners. Just go to www.parentministry.net/D6 to get free access to Jeremy's 10 favorite main stage talks from D6. All 10 talks are yours for free to help you experience the D6 difference. Just go to www.parentministry.net/D6 to download the talks today.
Brian Houseman is awesome, isn't he? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not a rapper, but Brian Houseman's awesome, and that is totally true. Thank you, Brian, for being on the show. I hope you guys recognize and realize that a parent event is amazing, but you need to be able to get the good. It's amazing, but there needs to be good timing, and I'm thankful for Brian and for all the stuff that he shared with us, tech-wise and social media-wise and blah, blah, blah. His book, Tech Savvy Parenting, is an amazing book. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing a little contest. I'm going to be giving away copies of his book. So here is the contest. If you want a copy of Brian's book, Tech Savvy Parenting, this is what I want you to do. I want you to sign up for the D6 page, parentministry.net/D6, and then either take a screenshot of it or I'll just trust you. You can email me at info@parentministry.net and tell me you signed up for that page. And that's all you have to do. I'm going to take all those folks who've signed up, and obviously my motivation here is because I want to give you that D6 resource. And I want to connect you with D6. You know why? Because Brian's book Tech Savvy Parenting was published by Randall House, and he's going to be one of the speakers at D6. See, it's all coming together, isn't it? That's all you got to do. Screenshot or an email that's telling me you signed up, and send it to info@parentministry.net. That'll enter you into the contest. After the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going to pull a couple of those and contact you and let you know that you've won. So if you don't hear from me, it means you didn't win. Sorry. But thank you so much for doing that. I hope you will enter into that, because that book is completely and totally worth the effort of just forwarding an email real quick. So I told you at the beginning of the show that I would update you on Parent Ministry University. Now, Parent Ministry University is my attempt to bring a coaching element and more of an encouragement consulting type element to what we do at parentministry.net. And just like everything else, it's going to just change and adapt and grow as we go. But here's where we've started, and I just wanted to update you. I love the university concept, because I don't want it to feel like you're in Jeremy's coaching group. What I want is for you to feel like you are taking some time to get better and sharpen your skills in the area of parent ministry. And I don't mind at all being led by God to lead you in that process. So that's what this is about. But I also invited, that's kind of my big announcement today, is I've invited some other folks to be a part of that process on a piece of this. See, the first part of Parent Ministry University is what I'm referring to as the Parent Ministry Intensive. And that is only for a group of 6 churches. That's it. And I have invited Kurt Johnston from Saddleback. In episode 20, he was our guest. You can check that out if you don't know about him. Awesome guy. He's going to be our guest faculty. He's going to be a faculty member at Parent Ministry University. And he is going to sit in and be a part of that process. But it's a 5-month-long process. It's a lot of time, and just to be honest, it's a lot of money. It's a high investment, because I'm going to be putting a ton of my time into the 6 churches that will be a part of it. And guess what? We did our first round of invites, just based off of people who showed interest by listening to hear me talk about on the show. And everybody said yes, and we filled the group in like 1 round of invites. I literally was blown away, and I know a lot of those folks were hoping, they're excited about getting to be around Kurt Johnston and learning from him. And the format is going to be just really fun too. I mean, it starts with a real personal consult, and then it goes into more of a mastermind format, and then it ends with a live event, everybody coming to Nashville and hanging out here for a couple of days. So I'm excited about the format. I'm excited about doing it. I'm excited about working with Kurt. So that's going to be awesome. The one thing I want to tell you, though, is one of those 6 guys that joined the group had to back out. He just emailed me and had to back out. So I just thought I'd throw it out there. If you're interested, I have 1 spot open. And that spot I'm hoping will fill very fast. So, again, just like I've said about 42 times, if you're interested in grabbing that spot, act quickly. It's info@parentministry.net. But even if you're interested in it, even if you don't get that spot, email anyway, because, I'm going to hopefully, Lord willing, be able to continue to do this in further semesters, as we go throughout the Parent Ministry University experience. Now, there's going to be a whole other element to Parent Ministry University that's going to be self-guided, less expensive. It'll be an online course, and I'll share all about that later, because we don't have time for that now, because right now it's time for...
Well, your mama is
Hold
so...
Hold on, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. And if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
That's right. Don't ever forget that. Hello, Mom. I love you wherever you are in the world. And that's the end of our show. Thank you for being here. We will see you next week. I'm excited for it. See you next Tuesday.
Mother, there is no other like mother. So treat her right. So treat her right, empty for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that you felt when I was alone. Always for the oven with its burning heat, where she stood making sure I had something to eat.